Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Right-hander Andrew Kittredge was the opener for the Cubs on the mound. Fernando Tatis Jr. and Luis Arraez got the Padres off to a good start today. Back-to-back singles to begin the game. With one out, they stole second and third, a double steal. That was important because Jackson Merrill was next.
Changes the calculus for Jackson, who sends one in the air to deep right field. Suzuki backing up right in front of the track. He's got it. Tatis is tagging. He'll come in to score. Arraez also advances to third. And a sac fly to give the Padres a 1-0 lead here in the first inning. And immediately a good example of what that wind can do to balls in the air to right field here today.
And a good example of the Padres doing something they did not do yesterday, which was get a runner in from third with less than two outs. Good situational hitting. Good job by Jackson Merrill. And the Padres had an early 1-0 lead. That's all the Padres scored in the first inning. Dylan Cease was really good early on. Two scoreless innings with just a single allowed. The Padres then had a golden scoring chance in the top of the third against Shota Imanaga, who entered in the second. Freddie Fermin hit a leadoff double, but Imanaga retired the top three hitters in the Padres lineup. Cubs then had a scoring chance in the bottom half against Cease, a runner on second with one out, but Cease got a line out and a fly out to end the inning. Padres had another golden scoring opportunity in the top of the fourth inning, runners on first and second with one out. The Padres pinch hit for Gavin Sheets with Jose Iglesias. He lined out the center. Jake Cronenworth grounded out. The inning was over. At that point, the Padres were leading 1-0, but they were 0-7 with runners in scoring position. They were clinging to that 1-0 lead. In the fourth inning, Cease gave up a two-out double to Seiya Suzuki. Padres then intentionally walked Carson Kelly. Then Mike Schilt got very aggressive with his bullpen. They went to lefty Adrian Morahone to face the left-handed hitting Pete Crow Armstrong. Morahone got a ground out. The inning was over. Imanaga still working in the fifth inning. Padres leading 1-0. He issued a one-out walk to Fernando Tatis Jr. with two men away and Tatis still on base. It was Manny Machado.
Centers. Oh! First pitch swinging in the air to deep left field. Happ is feeling for the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go! Waveland Avenue for Manny Machado. A two-run homer in the fifth inning. And the Padres do add on. It's 3-0.
Manny's 12th career postseason home run, his 8th postseason home run as a Padre, and it was a big one. The Padres jumping out to a 3-0 lead. Morahone pitched a 1-2-3 bottom half of the inning. The Padres then stranded two on base in the top of the 6th inning, but then Morahone retired the side in order again. Adrian Morahone was dominant, was terrific, was outstanding, was electric in this game. 7 up and 7 down, 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Padres still led 3-0 going bottom 7. Mason Miller came in. He struck out Seiya Suzuki. He struck out Carson Kelly. The inning was left up to Pete Crow Armstrong.
Base is empty, 2 outs, 3-2. Here's the pitch to Crow Armstrong, taken on the inside corner, top of the zone. Strike 3 called, and for the second consecutive day, Mason Miller strikes out the side in the 7th, getting Suzuki, Kelly, and Crow Armstrong both days.
And by the way, in that 7th inning, Mason Miller uncorking a pitch at 104.5 miles per hour. 104.5, the fastest pitch that Mason Miller has ever thrown. He struck out the side in the 7th inning. We went to the 8th inning. Padres didn't score in their half. In the bottom half, Miller got the first two outs. He then hit Michael Busch with a pitch, but then after Robert Suarez came in, Nico Horner hit a line drive into the deep right field corner. Fernando Tatis Jr. tracked it down, made a great catch, a little leap to grab it, and the inning was over. We'll hear that call a little bit later. We went to the 9th inning. Padres didn't add on, so they still led 3-0 going bottom 9. Robert Suarez on the mound, trying to record a 4-out save after getting that final out of the 8th inning. Ian Happ flew out. Kyle Tucker hit a 1-out single. Seiya Suzuki was next for the Cubs.
Not running. The pitch. Hard hit on the ground is short. Bogarts has it. Flip to second one. Cronenworth's turn is in time! And a double play to end the game!
And that was that. A double play, 6-4-3, and the ball game was over. Padres win it 3-0 in game two of this National League Wild Card Series. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Padres. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Cubs. The winning pitcher today, Adrian Morahone, and my goodness, did he deserve it. 2 1/3, scoreless innings. He struck out 1, 7 up and 7 set aside for Morahone. Miller got the hold. Robert Suarez, his first save of this postseason. Inning and a third, scoreless, a 4-out save. And it was Andrew Kittredge, the opener today, who took the loss for the Cubs. He gave up that early run, and the Padres win it 3-0.